100.9 and 94.5, Moose FM, Kapuskasing and Hearst Biggest Variety. Good morning and thank you for being alongside. We're now going to continue part two of our conversation with Kapuskasing Mayor Dave Plourde. We really appreciate him taking time from his busy schedule to talk more about a lot of the issues going on right here in our community. Last hour, we talked about long-term care and how things are going right here in Kapuskasing. Now we're going to talk more about COVID-19 as he brings to our attention a special group that is going out of their way to make sure this community is safe. Here is more from Mayor Dave Plourde.
I'd like to bring your attention to the great work and a real true team effort that our region's put together in this control group that we've put together for COVID. And I think that, you know, a lot of people don't recognize exactly how many people are involved in this. The agencies involved are the Porcupine Health Unit, Sensenbrenner Hospital, our ambulance services, the Sante Community Care Access Center, Family Health Team, the Hearst Kapuskasing Smooth Rock Falls Counseling Services, Emergency Management and Municipal Services, the OPP, Local Pharmacy, NeoFax, Cochrane District Social Services, the VON. Additional services are as well that are represented are in North Centennial Manor and Extended Care in the nursing room. And I think it's important to recognize all these different agencies that come together weekly to ensure that our community is safe, and they really are showing leadership in coming together. When you hear about other communities that tend to be working in bubbles and sometimes don't come together to put a team effort in place, I think this really shows how our region can come together at a time to ensure that all our residents are safe and feel safe. So I just want to bring your attention to that, because all too often these people are bypassed, not recognized for the effort they put in. And I think it's been an ongoing effort that and stress, quite frankly, that they've been going through. And I think it's due to the hard work they're putting in that we're seeing results in this. Hats go off to them. If anybody knows any of these people that are their neighbors, their friends, give them a high five, a way to go when they see them in the community, because they're really working hard to keep us safe.
If you would like to hear the entire interview of both segments, you can head over to our website at mykapuskasingnow.com, and it is on the on-air section where all of those interviews are there.